Could you mute? Brothers and sisters, I want us to hear two words now. We've had from Paola first, and then we'll hear from Claire. So Paola, can you share your sense, your word, and then Claire straight afterwards?
Yeah, I was reminded, you know, of the words that often we think, have you not heard, have you not seen, the Lord is the everlasting Lord and the everlasting God. And I really felt the Lord saying to us, you know, you have heard today about the outpouring of my spirit in the States, in Ulster, in Wales, and then again in Azusa Street and the beginning of the sword of the spirit. But I am the same God that was there at the beginning of the century, I'm the same God. And what I want to do is I long to pour my spirit upon you here and now today.
I have the same passage as Paola. And the verse that came to me starts, why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God. And then it goes on, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And I felt that the Lord wanted to very individually and personally say to us that none of us are outside of his care and his love and his power at this time, that he knows where we are. He knows where we are at this time. And he wants to come with us in power, just as he always has, to renew our strength, to give us, especially those who are weary, to impart the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to us today. Renew us in his love, that we would hope in the Lord, that we will run the race, that we will not grow tired and weary, but to keep running.
Well, we've had also somebody else, Rebecca, has also had that passage. And she's sent me the chat. So I think there's something of the Lord here. It seems to be confirming. Let's just read back a little bit of that passage again. Have you not seen? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. And our everlasting God wants to pour out more of his spirit on us today. And who amongst us does not want more of his spirit? Particularly in this time of, well, this locking down time and all the unfortunate challenges that brings, the potential for depressive sides, the potential for down spirit, and yet the Lord wants to renew our strength. So let's just turn to the Lord and let's ask him that he might do exactly that he might send his spirit afresh on us, that we might receive more of his power today for the days that come, that we might be more his servants, but that we might be able in the midst of this time to find his joy, his strength, his love for others, and bring that joy to all those we come into contact with at this time. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's turn to the Lord. And maybe if you'd like to pray out a prayer asking the Holy Spirit to come in this particular way, just unmute yourself and pray out on our behalf. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We can just pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Would you like to pray? No.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, breath of life. Come, wind of life. Blow among us, refresh us, strengthen us. Give us new life once again. Come, Spirit of God, accomplish the work that you have begun in us. Bring it to completion. Come, Spirit of God, transform us. Make us into the image of Jesus Christ. Make us the people you desire us to be. Cause us to live as the Father desires us to live. Cause us to be fruitful in our life for you. Come, Holy Spirit.
Lord, you know our dullness of heart and mind. Lord, you know our resistance. Lord, help us. Help us, O Lord, that we might run to you and receive all that you have for us.
We've had more senses coming in, confirming this very strength that the Holy Spirit wants to be poured out on us in a particular way today. The Lord, Holy Spirit, is a gift to us, which the Lord asks us to receive. Brothers and sisters, to receive a gift, you hold out your hands and say, please give me more. Let's do that as an expression of our desire for more of the Holy Spirit. Hold out our hands to receive the gift that God would have for us in a fresh way today. More of himself as the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Receive more. Lord, we delight in your gift. We thank you with all our hearts that you want to dwell within us. We thank you for the blessing of your Holy Spirit, which not just empowers us in special gifts and leads us day to day in our life, but as Paul speaks in his letters, is the guarantee of our eternal inheritance, and your presence within us will raise us to eternal life on the last day. Thank you for this gift, Lord. Thank you for this gift which confirms your eternal promises to us and strengthens us to be your people day in, day out, and empowers us for your work. We open our hands wide, Lord. Pour yourself out on us, we pray. Pour yourself out on us. Come, Holy Spirit.
The picture I have is that we're on lockdown. We're boats and we have tied down all that is on the boat. And the Lord says, open your sails fully. I want to blow my spirit that you would go to where I want you. And I particularly feel this for Joe at this time, that he's had his sails open and the Lord has really used him, but he wants him to open all of our sails more, that his spirit would just flow into us and through us and take us to where the Lord wants us. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let's take these words, but that the words of power, that God wants us to receive more of himself, to refresh and renew us. Let's take those into our daily lives. Let's in our prayer times, let's continue to say, Lord, pour more of yourself out on us, that we might be your people, that we might live in the strength of your power, not just in our own strength, even though that's given by you. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, for day-to-day life.
Yes.
Let's come back into worship for a final song. Let's come back into his I'd like to hear from Helen, just to confirm, but in a slightly different way. Helen, would you like to share your word?
Sorry, yeah, I just had a sense after Rainer was talking, while Rainer was talking, just confirming to me that I just been feeling that the Lord wanted to say that I want to give you more of my spirit, but it will be like the parable of the talents of those who receive much as expected. And as if he was saying, are you open to allow the spirit to lead you to new places or revisit the old with fresh vision? The Holy Spirit is not static or a gift to be put in a box on a shelf, but to be used to go out into the world.
Amen. Well, the Lord was very present there in our short time of worship. We could keep praying for ages, but I think that was just of the Lord that he spoke to us in this way. And if you experience something there, do keep praying into it. If you didn't experience anything, but I think we heard the word of the Lord, and I'd encourage you to come back to that passage in Isaiah 40, 28 to 31, where the Lord encourages us, and take heart of those words that the Lord wants to give us more as a gift, waiting to be opened.